This is Member Care Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
My mother used to have a little poem that she learned in school that she tried to teach me. I have it written down somewhere, but it goes, starts off like this. If you think you're beaten, you are. If you think you can't, you won't. All the way through like that. And certainly in this case, they said, God cannot do this. Because it was Caleb and Joshua who said, no, this is God's battle. Kalevi Lehtinen, a friend of mine from Finland, tremendous character. He has a very simple way of describing the Christian life. He said, when someone wants to hit me, I hide behind my big brother. And I let him fight the battle for me. We need to hide behind God in this. You see, they looked at this and thought, we are inadequate. In that, they were 100% correct. But they forgot that they were God's army fighting behind God. And they lived and they died in the land of just enough. I want to ask you some questions. What is your destiny in God? What has God put in your heart? It'll be different for different people here. It'll be different for different partner organizations. It'll be different perhaps even for different elements within Transworld Radio Europe itself. But you are where you are because God has brought you on a journey. If you were to write down, what is it that God has as my destiny? Now, there's things that are true for all of us. Our salvation, our eternal life in heaven, etc. But there are aspects of it that will differ from person to person. So what is it? In that context, how have you seen God's power in your life? I teach this particularly in the area of support raising. And the number of unusual things that happened. We have seen situations, for example, with the landlord of the house we were renting in Galway at the back door looking for the rent and us having no money. And the postman at the front door putting a letter into the letterbox with a check in it for exactly the amount for the rent. We've seen that. We have seen what is often termed as the miraculous. The money coming every month into my bank account from supporters is also miraculous. But there's been those unusual miracles as well as the more normal miracles. And we've all seen those. So in this journey that God is calling you on, in this destiny he's bringing you towards, my guess is, you think about it, you will have seen God's miraculous power. But there are also giants. How do you see them? Do you see the giants as the determining factor? I cannot fulfill the destiny because the giant is too big. Or do you see the giants as an opportunity to learn? Perhaps a challenge to help us understand our need to hide behind our big brother here. And have you lost the battle before it has started? One of the giants we face today is this so-called economic crisis that we talked about at the beginning. It's a giant, sure. But do we allow that to determine our future? Have we lost the battle before it has started? Do we sit down in our budget meetings and say, okay, the economic crisis is the determining factor here? You may not actually say it like that, but I have had some discussions with some missions, and in reality, that's what's happening in their heads. They're planning to cut back in anticipation of God not providing. And what happens is that becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. We wished we died in the desert. Okay, you want to die in the desert? That now becomes your destiny. Isn't that sad? They chose, they by their own choice, chose a destiny that God had not determined for them, but he was willing to give them the destiny they chose. Die in the desert. Very sad. So where do you want to work and live? You want to go back to Egypt, the land of not enough. It's just nothing there. My guess is none of us here in this room would choose that. We had breakfast with the birthday boy this morning. And I asked him, where did you learn your English? He said, a little bit at school. And then I was a DJ in the United Arab Emirates. I've never met a DJ in the United Arab Emirates before. But my guess is you wouldn't want to go back to that land of not enough. You wouldn't want to go back to the land without God to be a DJ. Or are we confident, or are we prepared, sorry, just to spend our days wandering around the land of just enough? There's just enough to keep us going. We will never really be able to do what we want to do. The trouble with the land of just enough is there's just enough. Therefore, we can just get away with it. But it is not a fulfilling place to be. Or do you want to live in the reality of the land of plenty? I am not talking here of prosperity gospel. I don't mean that. But I mean confident that as God calls you, he will provide. That doesn't mean it will fall easily from heaven in cosmic parachutes. Because there are some battles that will need to be fought. You see, some of these giants were real. Some of them were false in people's heads. I was doing a support seminar in Slovakia last year with people from Wycliffe Bible Translators in Slovakia, Czech Republic, Poland, and Hungary. And we came to this, part of the seminar is identifying your giants, discussing them, etc. One of the girls from Poland said, our biggest giant is nobody has done it like this in Poland before. Another girl from Poland said, yeah, but when we start doing it next week, nobody can ever say that again. For one, it was a huge giant. For another, it was a minor inconvenience that would be over in 3 days. And actually, that is, in some senses, a real giant because there's an education process that has to happen. But it's not as big as you think. And some of these giants, you put a pin in them and they go, because they're not real. Some of the others, you put a pin in and they hit you because they are real. Some of them, you think you've killed it and you're standing looking at it and you realize it was just unconscious and gets up again. And there's nothing worse than an angry giant. Joshua and Caleb said, the land we passed through and explored is exceedingly good. If the Lord is pleased with us, he will lead us into that land. See, the battle is God's, but he can only lead if we follow. They chose not to follow. Some years ago, about 4 or 5 years ago now, I met with a young girl in the Philippines. Her church had been in existence for 110 years. She was the first person in her church to choose to go into cross-cultural mission and leaving the country to go to another country as a missionary. There was a leadership team of 12 in her church. 6 of them said, the funding of this has nothing to do with us. If this mission want to recruit her, they pay for her. Where they get the money from is their problem. The other six said, no, this is our chance to get involved in international mission. It had got to the point that it was now a public row in the church. And we met the girl at this point. She was in floods of tears and about to withdraw her application from the mission because it was causing so much hurt to her to watch this happening in the church in which she had come to faith. We talked. I went through this issue with her and I said, look, there's a giant here. The giant in this case is some of your leadership do not understand what it is to be involved in mission work, all the implications of that. If you do not fight this battle on God's behalf and with his power, somebody else will have to fight it next. And she went through with her application. Some of the leaders left the church because of it. It split the church. But somebody had to do it. Are you ready for the battle? Fighting giants can be a bloody business. You will get damaged. We have fought some giants in the past 34 years that we've lived on a support basis. We have been emotionally damaged in the process at times, despairing. And I don't just mean because there wasn't money there. I mean because of serious issues involving particularly our main sending church and their desire to want to control the work we were doing and us knowing our destiny was different and, you know, them stopping supporting us, etc. It was just very emotionally difficult, the church we were married in. Friendships lost and never regained in that. I don't mean the negative, but just gone. You know, and that's a painful process to go through. But I don't know your situations. I know almost no one here with any depth at all. But I know that you're facing giants. Why? Because to reach the destiny God has for you, Satan will put them in front of you. Satan's not going to say, oh, this is your destiny from God, okay, clear path through. He will put giants there, some of them real, and he'll invent some in your mind. What are you going to do with those? Are you prepared to sacrifice the knowledge of the glory of God so that you can wander in some comfort around the land of just enough? Or are you prepared to enter a battle in which you may get damaged, in which some of you may leave the organization because of the damage that's there? I mean, do not engage in the battle unless you understand the consequences. But the land we passed through and explored is exceedingly good. If the Lord is pleased with us, he will lead us into that land. The choice was theirs. The choice is mine. The choice is yours, individually and collectively. Are you ready for that battle? Let me pray. Father, we know that you call us to a destiny. We know from experience that we face battles along the way, but we have seen your power. We have seen your provision. We know that you are the God of the universe. But so often, we get our eyes off you and onto the giants. And I pray for my brothers and sisters here and for myself that we would have the wisdom to follow you. Father, help us understand that you will lead us into the land and that we do not need to wander around the land of just enough because we have seen with wrong eyes. Give us your eyes. Help us to have your perspective on the giants. Protect us in the battle. Heal us of the wounds that in some cases will come. Give us the unity together to kill giants that need to be killed so that your word will get to a multitude throughout this world and that abiding fruit will grow. In Jesus' name, amen.
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thank you for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that would be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.